Blackstone Audio presents West of the Tularosa, compiled and edited by John Tuska. Stories by Louis L'Amour. This book is read by Mark Bramhall and Tom Weiner.
Mistakes can kill you. Ma Redlin looked up from the stove.
Where's Sam? He's still out yonder?
Johnny rubbed his palms on his chaps.
He ain't coming to supper, Ma. He done rode off.
Pa and Elsa were watching him, and Johnny saw the hard lines of temper around Pa's mouth and eyes. Ma glanced at him apprehensively, but when Pa did not speak, she looked to her cooking. Johnny walked around the table and sat down across from Elsa. When Pa reached for the coffee pot, he looked over at Johnny.
Was he alone, boy? Or did he ride off with that no-account Albie Bauer?
It was in Johnny neither to lie nor to carry tales. Reluctantly, he replied,
He was with somebody. I reckon I couldn't be sure who it was.
Redlin snorted and put down his cup. It was a sore point with Joe Redlin that his son and only child should take up with the likes of Albie Bauer. Back in Pennsylvania and Ohio, the Redlins had been good, God-fearing folk, while Bauer was no good and came from a no-good outfit. Lately he had been flashing money around, but he claimed to have wanted gambling at Degner's four-star saloon.
Once more I'll tell him, Redlin said harshly. I have no son of mine traipsing with that four-star outfit. Pack of thieves, that's what they are.
Ma looked up worriedly. She was a buxom woman with a round, apple-cheeked face. Good humor was her normal manner.
Don't you be saying that away from home, Joe Redlin. That lost Degner is a gunslinger, and he'd like nothing so much as to shoot you after you've taken Elsa from him.
I ain't afeard of him.
Redlin's voice was flat. Johnny knew that what he said was true. Joe Redlin was not afraid of Degner.